The Egyptian-born U.S. citizen who allegedly sold fake IDs to two of the September 11th hijackers was arrested at Kennedy Airport in New York today. U.S. customs agents took Mohamed El-Atris into custody as he returned from Egypt. NPR's Margot Adler reports that El-Atris will most likely be extradited to New Jersey.
Last July 31st, Mohamed El-Atris flew to Egypt just hours before authorities in Passaic County, New Jersey, raided both his home and stores. According to the FBI, El-Atris sold fake IDs to Khalid Al-Midar, who was on the airliner that crashed into the Pentagon, and to Abdul Aziz Al-Amari, who was aboard one of the planes that hit the World Trade Center. Court documents say that Al-Amari bought an international driver's license, and Al-Midar received a phony federal ID. The FBI has not charged El-Atris, and it is not known whether he had any knowledge of who the hijackers were. The FBI did interview him after September 11th, but had not determined that he had any connection to the plot. Michael Druniak, a spokesperson with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Newark, had only this comment: "Because of our ongoing investigation, he remains of interest to us." Passaic County investigators say they did find evidence of a phony documents ring, including rolls of plastic laminating sheets and backings used to make driver's licenses. Three employees were arrested during the raids, and El-Atris now faces charges of manufacturing and distributing phony documents. Jerry Spezial, the Passaic County sheriff, said today that authorities were well aware of El-Atris' movements.
Mr. El-Atris never fled. The day after we did the raid in Patterson on his business and on his home in Union, New Jersey, Mr. El-Atris's lawyer began negotiating with sheriff's detectives for his return to the United States. Mr. El-Atris did surrender immediately to the Egyptian authorities, and we were awaiting his return.
Not taking his attorney's word as gospel, Spezial says they put out a call to customs. He was arrested at the airport. After being booked in Queens, El-Atris will either fight or waive extradition to New Jersey. Spezial believes he will agree to face the charges. Sheriff Spezial had angered federal investigators when he conducted the July 31st raids by revealing that El-Atris had sold documents to two hijackers and by inviting the media along. Subsequently, the state attorney general ordered all terrorism-related search warrants to be cleared through federal authorities, but said there was no connection to the Passaic County events. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.